You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're tuned into 95 BFM. This is The Breakfast Show. You can hear The National under us with the track Smoke Detector. Stella was very lucky to have a chat with Matt Berninger of the band, which we're going to listen to shortly, but I think a desk drum roll is in order because we have a double pass to The National on the 24th of this month at Spark Arena, and we've got a winner for it. Shall we do this, Stella?
Yes.
Congratulations to Chris Kay.
Woo-hoo.
Whoop, whoop. I hope you have a fantastic time, Chris. It's going to be a really spectacular show. How was your chat with Matt, Stella?
Oh, it was great. We covered everything from those two records to how he doesn't like to look at set lists before he performs.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that would put you in a strange headspace, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah, there's two albums worth of new material that the National's bringing to Aotearoa. Very exciting stuff. I'm sure they'll probably play some classics too.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to this chat between Matt and Stella from last week. You're on BFM.
You guys have been very prolific as of late with two records. First, The First Page of Frankenstein, and then Laugh Track, which was a surprise album. Both of them have kind of tone shifts track to track, but a very constant undercurrent. Are records to you kind of a coherent narrative that you set out to make as one work, or do words and riffs kind of spill out of you and then you assemble them in an order, I suppose, that resembles a narrative?
Definitely the second one. I don't know what a record's going to be about until it's almost finished. And in these last two records, I mean, I have a sense of it, but when I'm writing, even inside one song, I never have this idea of what a song is going to be about, or I never go into anything with any plan for anything. It's just sort of I'll start texting myself and start mumbling melodies and at some point you're like, okay, I think it's done now, you know. Not much.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes years, sometimes it takes 15 minutes and you'll finish the song. You don't know. And So, and then in these last two, it was sort of a continuation. I mean, the first two pages of Frankenstein, those were sort of the first of the batch that we finished. But we had all these songs that I was just in the middle of a process writing. So the second batch, Laugh Track, they weren't leftovers. They were just more a continuation of you know, just finishing it. I mean, the truth is that we probably, I think the whole time in my head, it's like the whole group of all the songs together, we all felt, because they were, some of the stuff on Laugh Track I started writing before some of the stuff on First Two Pages of Frankenstein. So they were all part of the whole same group. And there were a bunch of things that were leftovers that we didn't put on either.
Yeah.
But the two records definitely feel very connected, and they very, very much feel they have you know, the similar themes, which, you know, a lot of it was the writer's block and depression that I had been going through before starting to make them, and the process of writing was really a big part of coming out of that whole thing. So yeah, these two records are very much connected, not just because they were put out a few months apart. They were all kind of, everything on both of them were written around the same time, except for, you know, maybe like Smoke Detector was the last, I think the last one, the last song on the last record was done, you know, it was kind of, maybe that one feels like it's the beginning of something, you know, looking like a next phase or something.
Yeah.
For us. So that's kind of why we put it last on Laugh Track. But
Well, that makes total sense. They do come across as a listener, as having kind of a shared consciousness, and both of them have been out for a fair amount of time now. How's it been to watch people receive them, both online, I mean, in discourse, et cetera, and in shows, live?
It's been great. I mean, we are a very lucky, lucky band that we have very, very devoted and passionate fans who some of them have been fans for 20 years, some of them have been fans for 2 years, you know. And everybody kind of debating, you know, like just the discourse around, you know, debating a band's work is really kind of all over the place. When we don't have any one record or any one song or any that was like the record that was like the big record. We don't have any big records. We just have a really big catalog.
You do have an extensive catalog.
I mean, there are fan favorites, but so you know, I think it's kind of at this point, when a new record, when it starts to come together, it feels like another novel in a series, you know, or something. And I think of it in those terms in a lot of ways. I mean, I never go into a record with any idea what it's going to be, what the hell kind of record it's going to be when it's done. I have no idea. And really, it's not even so kind of, you know, when a record is finally finished and mastered, then I can sit back and just like, you know, have a couple cocktails and smoke a bunch of weed and really sink into it. And then I do that with every one of our records. Once it's finally mastered, like a couple of days after it's mastered, then I'll like do a deep dive and just kind of, you know, binge on it. It just says you can't change anything now. And so there will be like 2 or 3 weeks where I'll just like, I will listen to it all night long, every night in front of the fire and have a blast. When you're in the middle of making something, you can't really enjoy it until it's finished, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of like, you know, the whole sort of like discourse, I guess, around, I mean, I read reviews and I read, you know, sometimes I'll, I don't know. I love all the discourse. All my best friends are people that I would sit and argue and talk about music with. And, you know, it's like, that's how I formed all my friendships. I don't know. So I love it all. I'm a big, I read music reviews and I read blogs and I read it all, you know, and not everything, but I do read a lot. I love it. Reading, I mean, I think for me, I mean, reading music reviews of stuff is kind of like, you know, is like a sports fan with the sports pages, you know. They just kind of enjoy reading about all of it, you know. I don't know. It's actually a part of it. I enjoy. I'm a huge music fan and nerd, and so. I love being part of the conversation. Yeah,
absolutely. And in terms of process, that titular track of Laugh Track features Phoebe Bridgers, and you have some fantastic features across both of those 2023 records. What was enticing about adding those new voices?
I think that the putting in parentheses and saying featuring so and so is, that's the new part. But like Sufjan's been on our records for, you know, I can't remember what year. Like he's been on records for 15 years, and
right.
You know, Annie Clark, and we've had kind of like collaborators come in and on our records for a while, for a long, long time, and but the featuring, you know, Bon Iver or whatever. I mean Bon Iver has been on a bunch of our songs, and
right.
And we've collaborated with him for a long time, but it's the first time you've started to put in the featuring thing. And I think that came out, a lot of it came out of, I guess, the hip hop world, and it's also just the way people are consuming music, and you know, you so many people are on each other's records. It's a way to connect the network, I guess, you know. And so that, but we've been featuring people, other brilliant people that we're huge fans of and collaborators with for a long, long time now. So it doesn't feel new to us, but I think the way it's the kind of way it's presented might be different.
Interesting. And I've read that your set list in other countries has tracks from all across the catalogue. Is that what we can expect from these Aotearoa shows?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Last year we started like just digging deep into older songs, and I don't even look at this. I mean, the other guys kind of put the set list together every night, and I don't chime in on that because I kind of like to be surprised, you know, during the show, like what's next and everything. So I don't, when I'm singing a song, I have no idea what song's next. You know, I don't even, when I look at the set list, I don't look ahead. I just look at what's next and I go into it. And I mean, the truth is I don't even look at the set list on the floor in front of me. It's too nerve wracking. When I see a list of 25 or 30 songs on the floor, it's kind of like, I don't want to look at that to-do list, you know, I'm just having fun, you know, don't show me the to-do list. So, and the fact that we've been pulling in songs that some of them we haven't played in 15 years, you know, or something, that's been so great, because every time we do, we're like, actually, that song's pretty great, you know, we're like, wow, why don't we do this more often? So I think we're going to continue doing that. Like I said, we're not a band that plays the hits because we don't have any, you know?
Mm. Well, we are so excited to see how that set list comes to fruition, even if you're not going to be looking at it pre-show.
I make every effort to avoid it. There's a big magnet board in the room that has all these names, like it has 175 song titles on it that people are moving around. And I can't even look at it because I don't want to know. I don't want to open the present. I don't want to have the experience until I'm having the experience, you know?
Yeah. So, honestly, yeah. Fair enough. We are excited to share that experience with you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. My car is creeping. I think it's dying. I'm pulling over until it heals. I'm on a shoulder of lemon.
That was Stella speaking with Matt Berninger of The National ahead of their show at Spark Arena here in Tāmaki Makaurau on the 24th of this month. Congrats again to Chris Kay, who has got two tickets to that gig. I hope you have a fantastic time. We will be in touch with how you get those. Great interview, Stella. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
What a cool guy. What an interesting chat, and two whole records of new material to play for us, plus some old faves as well. It's going to be a very good night. Let's have a track. This is Grease in Your Hair.
Machines go crazy. I used to know you well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.